KX, mobile.
TFW, good afternoon.
Have a good day.
Pitbull, just how I like you.
She'll go okay?
Avoided it at all costs.
It's a good plan.
Sticking around, but that was about it.
Enough for me. It's a pretty good day. Man, things went smooth. I just finished getting fuel, heading up to park the truck and switch vehicles.
Got some fuel in my truck. She's in so showed me in Taylor's your 255.
So for 292.
Yeah, you can tell Lexi's coming, right?
Yeah, roger that. Definitely tell it's an election year. Shops are slow. Diesel prices of fuel coming down. The typical.
So I notice it when you're younger, but it's funny how you notice it when you get older, right?
That's for sure. I remember turning wrenches, and then every election year, it always slowed down around this time of year until it was over with. This evening.
The dog can get fuel.
Extra long walk today. Because it'll probably be the last one for a few days.
You got a raincoat. She don't, but as long as it ain't thundering.
Told me she didn't like to go out in the rain, so I didn't figure she'd go for a walk.
Unless she just has to, and then.
Want to turn your radio on in this evening?
HF radio on? On it yet? Put it on in a couple of, probably 3 months now, maybe four. And then, I don't know, just for me, just life gets in the way sometimes, and it's more of a wintertime thing.
For that. Same here, I get on the 2 meter side and check into the net, and that's about it when I get home. But I gotta go all the way to FedEx there at the Asheville Airport and pick up a freight shipment today before I head home.
The work he has the radio, and I was gonna look at it for him. I haven't heard of the brand, TID Radio. Through the menu, but I wasn't able to select anything or adjust anything. I'll have to get his manual and look and see, wanted to see how it was. He's got an antenna on that thing. It's kind of like, you know, it's round like a rubber duck, and then it goes into a flat like ribbon for about 2 feet. Never had seen one like that.
VMRS radio, or is it VHF, UHF?
UHF. Inside that metal building, reception is terrible.
That I definitely understand. Just trying to program them from the front panel is no joke.
Right. And that it's a royal pain. Pretty well-made radio. I mean, it's pretty, you know, pretty heavy. It looks a lot better than like a Baofeng and that. It looks like along the lines of any tone.
Do with it.
To listen with it and see if he was interested.
All you need to do is figure out how to get to the VFO portion of it.
Things typed in into it, some different frequencies for him to listen to.
Camper all unloaded from the weekend, or last week?
Unloaded by about, I don't know, 2 o'clock, 2:30. We made decent time coming home.
Friends with you.
Just a bunch of sand.
land, can you?
KN4TFW. Worse down at Santee than it was over there at the beach.
The beach would be worse.
In the campground, it like stuck to your shoes, jigged up. You know what I mean? And you couldn't hardly get it off. Now at the beach, the sand spurs were terrible.
Leon jump in here sometime. I've heard him on the radio a couple times a day.
Back to the recliner by now. KN4TFW.
Here, Eric today. I don't know if he made it in or not for his meeting.
Late, wasn't he?
He had a meeting this afternoon. It was mandatory to be there. Don't wait at Hampton yet.
It's turned on 290 to QT.
Been as bad over there lately as it used to be.
Basically, what changed? I've been getting home a few minutes earlier, sure enough.
He's there either. I guess people are trying to get away from that 290 construction zone up through there.
In a minute or two.
Haven't found another way home.
It's going that way. Right, right here before you get to the little peach shed, it says road work 7 p.m.
They're doing the paving out there is of the evening or at night. Hopefully I have it done for too much longer.
Be smoother.
So it can't get much rougher.
Went up I-95 and that they had, used to be old big potholes in the concrete and they cut all that out and put new concrete, but they haven't ground it down level. It's like, man, it would just beat you to death.
Something bad. Drive up I-75 from Tennessee to Kentucky. Up through there once you get past Jellicoe and all that up there. I know you go that way. It's like they intentionally leave an inch and a half to 2 inch lip going into those bridges.
We'll be up there late October, I think.
They're the ones that just had the new grandbaby, aren't they?
He finally got him a decent little factory job somewhere, and he's they're working like 70 hours a week, so hopefully he'll be able to get caught up for too long. Maybe he can hold this one down.
I hope so. Is this the first one, or which number child is this?
It's the son-in-law of the stepdaughter.
Time to grow up and take care of your family.
Guess doesn't have the knack to keep a job for a while, so I don't know what. Hey, I'm pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have a safe trip to the house, and I'll catch you bright and early in the morning. KN4TFW.
Where's that? Hey, you have a good evening, and tell Susan we say hello. KO4HKX.
Is that LK? Short time. About to change, and I'm not far from the building. And Ken, hello if you're still listening.
Good afternoon.
Good. Picked up an almost full trailer and almost didn't have room for a couple of pickups, but I got them in there. Had to work a little at it, though.
What you get paid the big bucks for?
Hey, I believe we're going to get them in there.
Still, there's a way, right?
Give me an extra trip back and forth with an empty trailer.
Where there's a will, there's a way. You didn't want to make that extra trip, so that was the way.
Hey, you going to be in Greer next Thursday?
Should be.
With Wayne to drop my truck off. He said he could have it done in a few hours, but I'm going to need something to do, so you want some company?
I'm going to ride along. I usually get there to his place about 8:30.
Not to do something. I'm sure he isn't going to maybe want me standing there supervising.
The extra for that. You know, you welcome to ride along, and then I can take you back. I'm right there in that area all day.
Find a way. I call an Uber or something. I've used them twice now. I'm feeling uptown.
I have have never called an Uber, but I've been with somebody that called an Uber to get us. So that's the only thing I've ever had anything to do with them.
A couple times in out in Las Vegas, and then I used it the other day to get to the rental car place. To pick you up anymore like they used to advertise.
For HKX, yeah, that goes back to that 2020 thing. A lot's changed since then.
We'll figure something out, or I'll figure something out, but I appreciate it. Let me go. I'm almost at the building. If you're headed home, be careful. N4ZLK.
Can you be careful out there? And I'll be around for a little bit, K04HKX.